Welcome, everybody. It's good to be here on a Friday evening with the good people in the YouTube comments.
The good people of the internet.
The good people of the internet. We got the usuals in the chat, man. We got Clemson's Battle Zone. Kimberly MC in the house. Enthusiast. It's good to see you. Humberto. Can't forget Humberto. I saw Carlos.
I saw Humberto. 12:08 local time. Had a comment ready to roll.
He's ready. We got Functional Doc in the house. It's good to see the beautiful people out there having a good time on Friday night. We're here to keep you entertained. And boy, this one, we're bringing the giveaways.
Oh man, if you thought Keep It Real was bringing the heat, was good, it's trash compared to what we're going to be doing here.
Okay, we got Sean Gulliter in the house. What's up, Sean? Sam Squatch. I mean, all the people are coming out tonight. Get your trigger fingers ready to write some answers for questions.
That's right. If your internet sucks, call your provider. Get a better plan.
Yep. Get that upgraded right now because the giveaways are coming. I mean, we have like 30 sprayers to give away.
So many.
It's going to be...
Maybe not. We'll see. We can't go too hard.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see how many we get through. It's a, you know, we only got 60 minutes, but we're going to try and give away as many of these sprayers that Ibon has to offer to the people. Dior, what's been happening in Canada this past week? Anything exciting?
Well, I got a haircut. That's exciting. I have like a scratch on my head. I don't know what that's from. but we've been having some ebbs and flows of temperature. We had like snow and like beautiful. Like last Sunday was beautiful. Like it was like 12 degrees. So I think that's 60 something. And it was great. And then all of a sudden it dipped down to like -7 Fahrenheit. So it was like -20 degrees. And I was done. But we can use all the moisture we can get. So we're not in a drought.
Definitely.
I'm really looking forward to, this upcoming week, again, is going to be kind of some ebbs and flows. But speaking of ebbs and flows, ups and downs, David, we are including the upward Canadians and the lower U.S.
The Canadians are involved tonight. So, Bradshaw, get your fingers ready. Invite all your other Canadian buddies. Tell them to come on in. Knuckles. Win some sprayers. It's going down tonight. It's going to be a good time. But, yeah, warmed up here a lot. It got to like 80 degrees this week. And the pollen.
You were saying the allergies were kind of kicking up.
Yeah, my nose, my eyes. I've had a headache for like a whole day. It was horrible.
That is horrible.
And then it dropped to like 40 degrees the last 2 days. But that at least cut the pollen off. So
when I see that you're doing a video in a hoodie, I'm concerned.
Yeah. So I've been sweating, sneezing, and then freezing my tuchus off at the end of the week here. So it was a pretty wild week. So spring's starting to come out. Pollen season's getting here, so it's gonna be a crazy March, but we're getting there for sure. And what else we're getting to is promoting these promo codes we got, because we got Jamie 10. Look, I got Jamie 10, you know, everywhere. You can go to Costco.
Does it work at Costco?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, you can go save some change there and get your bulk stuff. You got Bucky VW. Where can they save with Bucky VW at?
So Bucky VW is at Carzilla and TOC Supplies. Both are bringing in all kinds of hot product. They have sales every once in a while. They're probably going to have something for... They usually do like a March Madness situation.
I like March Madness.
And then they also do like a St. Patrick's Day. I know it kind of coincides with each other. But I know Ibon's a big basketball fan for the Celtics, but I don't know how he is with the college stuff. But we'll certainly see.
Yeah, we'll ask him, see what his college team is over there. But speaking of March Madness, we might have a podcast March Madness coming up soon. Mm-hmm. Be ready, people. We got something pretty fun in the works coming up, and it's going to be a good time. But it'll probably be in April, so stay tuned for that. Also, podcast reviews, people. We need some podcast reviews. We got to pump this podcast up, both ours and the Keep It Real podcast. Head on over to Apple, Spotify, wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. Drop that podcast review. Give us 5 stars and write a little written something. You know,
we need to get them going. Because I think, does Spotify do the written ones now? I don't remember.
Yeah. They got some written ones. You can like leave notes or something. I've seen a couple of them pop up where they say, you know, great episode, or this one's real good, stuff like that. So any interaction like that, especially on the podcast network, so help us out for sure, get those podcast numbers up, that kind of deal. And speaking of other podcasts, we have a special takeover podcast this coming Monday. We're gonna channel our inner morning radio host. We're gonna really bring the energy. We're gonna get all hyped up. because we're taking over Bead, Maker, and Coffee this morning.
Over if on you hate if you hate Mondays, this will eliminate that completely.
That's it's right. Be we're gonna get you fired up right off the bat this Monday morning on Bead, Maker, and Coffee. I'm gonna see if we can get Bob Phillips on. Maybe talk a little bit about TRCMA coming up. What maybe there's gonna be new products. What they got planned. Get a little out of him. You know what I mean. See if we can get a sneak peek, and then we're gonna answer all your PNS related questions. We're gonna have Tony Bazell there. Wealth of knowledge when it comes to PNS detail products, questions, all that good stuff. Maybe Dave will slip in. You never know what'll happen on a good bead maker.
He's always in the comments, but I'd rather see him really engage in the comments.
We're going to try and really get the big dogs on, answer some good questions for you, and get the hype going because TRCMA is right around the corner. It's coming up, and we're going to be there as the halftime show. That's first week of April, mark your calendars. It's going to be a real good time. We're going to be there. So that's what we're doing with this episode as well. Got IK sprayers on. We had G-Technic on a couple weeks ago. We're trying to get, you know, get the hype going. Yep, get the companies in here a little bit from them. See what they work.
The funnest part about TRCMA from a couple years ago was Ibon showed up with a hockey bag full of IKs. It was amazing.
Hey.
You know, he walks in like just carrying like his hockey bag, and I'm just like, what's in? Is that a body in there? What is that? I don't know what that is. But no, just a bunch of sprayers.
Yeah, that's right. Getting all pumped up. Toting around a sack of IK sprayers. You can't beat that, right? That's a good time.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're bringing all the arts and crafts action at TRCMA in the halftime show. So stay tuned for that.
That's right.
Do you got any other news of the week or anything like that? Tips and tricks? What you got?
That's all I got so far. I've been very excited for Ibon to come on. You and I have developed a really good friendship with him, and he's just a fantastic human being. So
I think what do you do? Bring him on. Setting to him, you know, at a dinner time last TRCMA.
Yeah.
He's our dinner buddy.
That's right.
We shared some good meals, had some good conversation. And I think you're right. Time to get him on here. So get your IK sprayer questions on, and we'll do some giveaways, answer some questions, and see what IK is up to these days. Everybody, let's do this little intro, and then we'll get him on.
And this is just a few of what I really enjoy using on a fairly regular basis when detailing.
One man. Here to talk about IK sprayers, and it's not just Dewar, because he's going to talk about them for sure. It's this man, Ibon, from IK Sprayers, is here to talk all things IK sprayers, like where are the TR1 360s, and all that and more. We get into all the IK questions, bring them, drop them in the chat. Here's Ibon.
Hey! Ibon,
welcome to the podcast, sir.
Good Look, night. He's got sprayers.
Good evening, sir. How's it going?
Well, Not too bad.
Perfect.
Thanks God. It's Friday. It was a tough week. Tough Friday. Yep. Friday. It's part of being an alien in this country. Sometimes it's a little bit tough. You know, you have to do things that I did it a long time ago, like 30 years. So I'm talking about the driving license, for example, right?
Yeah. We heard you just passed a certain test.
Yeah, I did it. Yep. Was a very tough. It was more like a low exam than a driving test. It was like they were asking me, or if somebody 20 years old, you know, go to the store and buy some alcohol, you know, which will be the well, it was awful. It was awful.
Anyway, yeah, for sure.
I did it.
You did it. Hey, congratulations. So tell us a little bit about coming over to the United States. Why did you make the move from Spain to the U.S. and that kind of deal?
Yeah, it was kind of an adventure, you know. And they took me a little bit, you know. It was like, frankly speaking, I was coming to the States since, 2008, I was traveling to the U.S. and it was really in 2015 when the company GoExpert, that is the name of the company, they decide to set up an operation in the U.S. Right.
Right.
It was the only way to reach certain levels of distribution that was very difficult to reach then from Europe. You know, it's a huge market, but you have to be here. You know, if you want to be successful, if you want to know, if you have to be, if you want to be in direct contact with the end user, you have to be here. That's mm-hmm. crucial, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
So I used to come here like every month. We used to have like it was in 2016, well, at the end of the 15 when we decided to come to the US. Mm-hmm. And well, as I said, I was going and returning every single month, and it was really, really tough, you know, because
that's hard.
I mean, you're going, I mean, that's great for getting your travel points on the credit card,
but yeah, rack those up real good.
For the sleep schedule.
Yeah, so I came over in 15, and then the rag company kind of found y'all in SEMA about 2017 or so, mm-hmm. and that kind of introduced y'all to the detailing market, right?
That's right. It was like, I'm not sure if it was 2016, the first SEMA show we did, or was it 2017? I'm not sure. Wow.
So one of the first ones y'all were over here for.
Yeah, because right I remember seeing their, I was seeing the TRC's videos. I was kind of going back earlier today, just doing some research on it. And I remember them talking about it in 2017, but I don't know if they saw you first in 16 and then got invested in 17. Because it was like November when they first brought them in 2017. But I don't know if they like found them in 17 and then decided to bring them in. Like if, I don't know if they were able to do that within a month or if it was kind of brewing for about a year.
Yeah, probably so.
Which way, I'm glad that they made it.
We're glad to finally, we got all kind of ice case sprayers in the garages now, and they've definitely evolved from those first versions to the ones we got now, to the minis. We're all pumped up about them. So we're definitely glad TRC found some ice case sprayers.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't they right much so.
Yeah.
And then so you moved to the U.S. in October 22. Is that when you fully moved?
Finally made the move full time.
Yeah. Sure. It was also a tough movement because it's not easy when you're European and you want to come to the US. You know, you have to prove that you're not a criminal. You know, and you come here to work and to do things differently. You know, and the idea is to make to try to make this community growing. Not only your company. But the idea is to be able to grow and to be able to share the knowledge you have with professionals, you know. And I think that's been a very good movement for the company and personally for me.
Right.
Heck yeah. Well, we have a super chat here. I see.
Yeah, we do. We have a few. I'm gonna bring up the first one. I'll bring up all of them that we have right now. So our first one is our good friend Shendel.
Oh, Tim from Shining Light Detailing.
Good old Tim, $4.99.
Appreciate you, really good sir. Thank you.
And then Mr. Eddie Cologne, do a giveaway already. I remember my first time doing giveaway. Thanks, Monica. Congrats. $20.
He is right. We have a lot of giveaways tonight. So
yes. So again,
Iban, let's get Iban to describe these packages he's got for us. Iban, what kind of giveaways are we doing tonight?
Well, yeah, I was thinking like I mean, I know that detailers they love giveaways and and I was thinking like we should give some giveaways to the audience. You know, it's Friday night, they have a lot of stuff to do. let's catch the audience, right? So I was thinking like some of the products that I have on the table, you know, like the mini, it's been one of our best sellers in the last since we launched it. Was SEMA Show 2022, I think.
My favorite sprayers for sure.
And the reason why we did it was because it was a bunch of detailers that they were asking for something smaller. That's curious because usually in these countries, in the other
bigger the way
around, you know, it's like you have to. That was the reason why we were forced to make the Foam Pro 2, for example, because the one that Anthony and Levi met first was our Foam 1.5.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was love at first sight, you know. When they saw it, they're like, wow, well, what is it? Where do you wear? Yeah. So like, yeah, we're in the north of Spain, yeah, in a very tiny, place. Yeah, here we are. So yeah, but they realize and talking to a bunch of professionals, they told us that it was necessary to have something smaller in order to reach the difficult areas, or you know, sometimes.
Yeah, I like them for interiors, that kind
of
deal.
I love them.
Yeah, they get right up in there. I like them a lot.
So we have decided to to include this small guy.
That's not all, folks.
The last Sima show. I always listen to Anthony because he always have a good ideas, and he told me, hey guys, you should make the TR1 upside down spray. You know, you did it with the mini, and now you have to make the big brother.
Everything's got to spray upside down, Bond.
That's right. That's right.
So that was something that I also wanted to include in this package. Mm-hmm. And after my trip that I did up to the Mobile Tech a couple of weeks ago, I was visiting some end users, some distributors in Florida's area, and I realized that you know, some people are using the wrong sprayer with the chemicals with the wrong sprayer. Allow me to talk a little bit about the HC and about the type cyanide.
This one gets overlooked, so give us a breakdown of the difference there.
Definitely. Yeah. So it actually was our first when we decided to launch the trigger sprayers. The main concern was the solvent-based products, you know, especially some brake cleaners, some tar removers. Most of the solvent-based products, they are very difficult to spray, I would say, with a regular sprayer. So we discovered that this trigger was really, really good for that kind of chemicals. Yep. So we decided we have to launch it. And well, once we have this one and was successful, we decided to do it with the multi or the one for all purpose cleaners, right? So but the thing is, like, if you have, and especially you detailers that you love to shine the tires.
Yeah,
if you're using solvent based products, I highly recommend you to use the HC.
Nice. I think that's actually the one I do have a tire dressing in, so I did it right,
because the HC itself stands for hydrocarbons.
Yep.
Correct. So if you're using like the brake cleaners, like you said, or certain solvents, and then the black TR1 is suitable for acids, and 90% of your chemicals. So if somebody puts an acid chemical in the HC, what's going to happen?
What'll happen? Yep. Good question.
Wow. It's probably going to happen exactly the same that if you put it in the multi, because the multi, I mean, the trigger is not the right tool for spraying an acid-based product. You know, the way it's manufactured, you have a spring inside, you know, so, and you have to make the liquid going through the spring. Yeah. So sooner or later, even though it's stainless steel, you know, sooner or later it's gonna get rusted and it's probably gonna get damaged. So if you really want to spray an acid-based product, I would recommend to use the multis, but use the pump sprayers, you know?
Yeah.
Use the pump sprayers, because that's exactly for acid-based products.
Yeah.
CW for crystal wash. Yes, I have acid in my house.
Yeah.
It's all good. But yeah, that's how I run my acids as well, as I put them in the IK Multipro 2, have a much success with that. So that's the way to go, huh? What about aerosolizing like a chemical like that? You think that's a problem, or? What kind of settings or filters should we run with the Multipro 2 with the acidic products?
With the Multipro 2, you mean with the Multipro 2? It's the right sprayer for acid base. Actually, that was the very beginning of the IK range. You know, when traditionally we have been working with car wash professionals, with swimming pool cleaners, and all these guys, what they used to use for cleaning the the walls of the swimming pools, mm-hmm. they used to use muriatic acid. Hydrochloric acid and really, really a strong acid based product. Mm. And they didn't even use to dilute them. That was crazy. That was crazy.
Not going to go to that
pool. Pool cleaners. Yeah.
Yeah.
Out here huffing the hydrochloric.
That has changed a little bit. Eh? They do not,
they hold up real well.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, we got a very good reputation among the professionals, especially in the UK, in Italy. Because the chemical manufacturers at that time, they mainly used acid-based products, and they were very, very, very strong. Mm-hmm. And the only sprayer they could find in the market that really resist such a such a acid-based product was our IKs.
Yeah.
So traditionally,
we're on Spain time, Belinsky. You hold your horses.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So traditionally, it's been our stronger point. You know, the acid-based products being used with the multi range, with the multi 1.5, yep. with the multi Pro 2, multi 6, 9, 12. You know, it's a bunch of. So that was the origin of the line, and from this line, we started to develop the rest of the sprayers. Okay, because we realized that you have acid-based product, but the tendency of the market is to go to through more alkaline products, neutral or solvent-based products, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. So we all kind of sprayers about. We're all excited about the minis and the TR1s and the gray ones and all that good stuff. But we got to give some stuff away about these people are ready to go. So we have the IK kits. We have mm-hmm. the mini. The black one, the gray one, those are going to be, how many kits are those, Ibon, are we giving away?
12.
Or as many, as many of those as we can in this podcast. Yep. We also have some multi-pro twos, three of them to give away. So we're going to do or take it away. Let's do a giveaway.
Just some hotness, but...
That's right.
I'm going to make people wait a little bit longer. Here we go. We have...
Super chat train is rolling.
Details of me. Shout out to IK. Thank goodness it's Friday.
That's right.
Good friend Kimberly MC. Sure. It's better to give her than buy.
Appreciate you, Kimberly.
Appreciate all of these super chats. So, our first question, this is going to be for a kit. Okay. So, again, if you're just joining, this is going to be for a kit that includes the mini TR1, the hydrocarbon TR1, and then the TR1, both the 360s. So, our first question here, I got it queued up. This is for the if you know, you know situations. So what we're going to do is once you give it away, we can message either myself or Jamie. We'll mark it down and do our best to get this to you. So question number one, what color is Rick's Rod Garage wheel sprayer from the IK lineup?
There you go. Yeah, he's got the one that does the bubbles.
Yeah, he's got the Alky.
Yeah, he lays down some bubbles.
He loves that one.
His channel, it's fun. It's a fun time over there on the Rad Garage channel. Go check him out.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. And... this is, and again, this is upper Canada, and we got lower. And our good friend Sean, who's great friends, he's the one
looking to nail
that answer. That's the first
Canadian
one that I
takes
see.
It home. Of course, Mr. Sean would know what Rick's using up there.
Yeah,
good job, Gulcher.
Sean is Sean's been to Rick's a few times, so
yep.
Super fun. He's a good guy. He also likes his IKs. So,
The Alky sprayer. Rick runs, Adam's Wheel and Tire Cleaner. Very powerful alkaline cleaner. It's got a pH of 13 or something.
Yeah,
is that what you should be running, Ibon, in the IK Alky?
Yeah. Well, we try is like with the multis, the gap should be between 0 up to 11.5, 12. You know. It's a little bit correct. That would be for the high alkalines. That would be for
that's beautiful
products such as like a
look at that pool guy right here.
Yeah, pools. I mean, look, degreasing kitchens. Yeah, I'd say this sprayer can handle a lot.
Really high alkaline products like 13, 13.5, and products like, for example, acetone. Acetone is a very nice sprayer for spraying acetone.
Okay.
Nice. There you go.
And we're going to hop right into our second one.
Let's give these things away, Dewar. We got we got a lot of sprayers to get out of here.
Okay. So we're looking for the year. When did Ibon move to the USA?
Uh-oh.
I can't even spell it right. I'm making errors. Oh my goodness.
Yep. We're so not scrolling for the year. We want new comments.
Eddie moved.
Drop them. That's right. Here we go.
So one that we're not looking for when IK came, we're looking for he actually moved. And the first one I see, and I'm going to give it to him anyways. Here we go. This is the first one I see. Ricardo B.
Ricardo B. Congratulations, sir.
Very cool.
Yep.
All right. Let me just.
For U.S. and Canadians.
Yep.
We can make that happen. So. North America.
So we're gonna mark him down on who won.
Yeah, we gotta write him down.
We'll reach out to either Jamie or myself at BuckyBW or Jamie the Cleaner.
Or at DougCleanerJamie@gmail.com. We'll get your information, yep. Then we'll get it over to Yvonne.
So I guess we kind of touched on it. We'll get into our first question here. How was meeting Anthony at SEMA? We think it was 2017, and how did TRC help with the IK exposure?
For me,
yeah,
for Yvonne,
that's for you, yeah,
yeah, okay. So, yeah, it was like, as I said before, it was a love at the first sight, right?
Yeah,
we were like, sure. I don't know if you sure remember, guys, I don't know if you remember, guys, the big tent that used to be outside the South Pavilion in Vegas. Mm-hmm. We decided to try with the SEMA show. We heard about the it's a good show. You know, most of the professionals in the business are there. So yeah, you should try to go there. So say okay. So what we did was something like it's a kind of tricky to go to a show with just the literature with catalogs, brochures. You know, so I say. Mm-hmm. We have something special. It was the phone 1.5, and we have to show to the people how we can produce foam. You know, let them try, touch, feel it, and so I was there together with my friend that unfortunately passed away, Jim Morrison. That some people was our first sales manager, and it was together with me in this adventure from the very beginning. We were right. the two of us over there, like with a very small and tiny booth, 10 by 10, I remember, in one of the corners, because you know how the SEMA show works. You know, you have to be there for many times to get a better place in the show. So. As I said, Anthony and Levi, I think they were walking around because the rack company was also exhibiting there in the same pavilion. So I think it was Anthony first. He saw us and said, "Hey, how does it work? And what's that?"
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, we tried to explain to him, and in 5 minutes, I think he went to the booth. He catched Levi, and they came together, you know, and that was right. the beginning of a very nice relationship, and it was great because after the show, we didn't know about it. They came with the video with the phone. I don't know if you remember about it. It was like they made the very very first video about IK in the detailing business. It was great.
Wow. There you go. Yeah, so long history with TRC. Coming in the TRCMA, big event. Y'all are there every year showcasing. Is we got anything new from IK coming this year? Can you give us a little hints? What might you have planned for this big show we got in April?
Yeah, we're going to have a couple of really interesting things. And struggling with my technicians to be able to do it because we have been facing some delays, but we are going to do it. I cannot really tell you where we are going to show.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like something cool though.
Good answer.
I think it's probably gonna be part of the future of the detailing, you know.
So it's definitely for the detailing market.
Yeah, and it's something that we have been one of the I think one of the advantages of being here is like we have as a company, as a manufacturing company, we have been able to, you know, to be more proactive, you know, and to be able to implement some technology to products that they were very traditional, you know, like sprayers. And yeah. and we have seen that if we can improve, and we know that detail is there, you guys spend hours and hours, you know, in spraying and in not always in a very comfortable position, you know. So we have been proactive in trying to make things easier for the professionals. So I know that, and we know that people don't like to pump it up. So we are trying to do.
We really don't like pumping these things.
No, so
look, we'll make them in the bombs. We'll do whatever. Right. We'll hook an air compressor up to. We'll do whatever. We're very thankful for the battery upgrade. That was a big win, I think, for sure. So we're looking for the next innovation down the road for sure.
Sounds like you've got a solution. This is going to be something that, yeah, I mean, goes in this way, but yeah, I prefer to keep it in secret.
All right. We'll keep it in secret. We're going to hit you with some Q&A questions and do some giveaways. We got about 29 minutes left. We got about 100 more giveaways to get through. So
yeah, I think we should, do the next giveaway for
a giveaway.
If you know, you know.
Yeah.
So I like it. What sprayer does Jamie use for cleaning Buster?
Y'all know we go to Foam Town USA. What sprayer is that bad boy? And I'm definitely not
viral on the internet.
I've never pumped a sprayer one time.
Yep.
It'd be definitely a workout. I'd probably be a lot, you know, stronger and better shape.
All right. So the first one, and again, I know that these comments are flooding in. So again,
they are
the first one that I see.
You want these sprayers?
Let me go to the first one that I see. We have enthusiast.
This is all on Dewar too. Look, if he don't pick
this, this
all comes down to Canadian Wi-Fi.
Send, so. send me your hate mail if you're, if you're not happy.
But... at Bucky VW.
Yeah, that's right. It'll go right to the spam folder. So,
yep.
There you go.
There you go. Congratulations, enthusiasts. Duck Cleaner Jamie, or hit us up on Instagram. You won an IK sprayer kit. And how about we give away one of the first Multi Pro 2s?
Yep. The Multi Pro 2, the first one that I'm going to be doing here.
You can put all your assets in this bad boy. Look.
360.
Yeah, you can do it upside down, sideways.
Listen to this, Dewar. It's got a ball in there. You can spray it upside down. You can spray the undercarriage with some acid. You can do whatever you want to do.
So we're going to go a little bit in different order for the questions, but this one here is for the 360 Multi, I believe, yes?
Yes.
All right, so
Multi Pro 2. So this is the first.
What color IK is for hydrocarbons?
Hey, hydrocarbons. Get
and your I don't care if you spell this Canadian wise or US wise. So, first one I see. Let's see. The cleaner himself is Brandon Nixon. Here we go.
Brandon Nixon coming in hot. Get you a 360 Multi Pro 2, one of my favorite sprayers. Go really, really, really good.
Yes, definitely. Definitely a favorite of mine too. I use it for the for pre-spraying the rinseless.
The rinseless,
really can't put anything. And I would want nothing more than to do that upside down.
That's right.
But
let's go to some chat Q&A questions. Get the good people's questions start coming in because we're gonna have to alternate from questions to giveaways. But that's how many is that? That's four. So we got like we're not even halfway through yet.
People. Yeah,
so
not tune even in. Close.
Keep your fingers warmed up. So do you really kind of questions?
Serranos was asking, are there any plans making the foam sprayers last?
I don't know what that.
So this will be for. I think for Ibon, I think for this one, it's just maintenance of your foamer. You know, up cleaning the filters out, making sure your tubes aren't clogged. Jamie, do you any maintenance to your foamers? Or do you just
When it comes to the Pro 12, I have a bunch of maintenance kits that I change the whole like front tip, like. Every 3 to 6 months, just whenever it starts giving me problems. But and I'd run, you know, I run that Target distilled water. That's all I run in it. So if you can run,
I'm surprised Jamie hasn't got a sponsorship from that.
Yeah, if you can run some more DI water, just keep the minerals out of all the sprayers pretty much, and they'll just run longer for better. That kind of deal. Ibon, you got an answer for him? that kind of deal?
Yeah, I would say maintenance, and maintenance. You know, it's that's the word for it. And it would be a shock if I'll tell you how many people write to the IK website asking for, you know, my sprayer doesn't work, you know, doesn't make any foam anymore, and I can do the foam like Jamie does in
yeah, videos. I get that all the time.
So like, what I'm doing wrong. I would say like if possible, always depressurize the unit when you finish your job.
That's a big one. Yep, that's a big one.
And for those wondering, these are the filters. So they're a little kind of hard to see it now, but a little bit bright. But here's a little
one out for us.
They're just little tiny circles.
Yeah, you just put it in there and the nozzle.
Looks like a little tablet. Clean. So
Those get clogged up. Especially if you're running hard water through it, it's all mineral deposit in it. Yep. That kind of
deal. If you buy a Foam Pro 2, it comes with a pack of these inside. Mm-hmm. So there's 10. So I mean, if you're really frugal, you can just take it out and rinse it and then get any of the crud out. But
I've seen someone take a pressure washer. And if you on the mobile job, you run it over the filter real quick, it kind of cleans it out.
Yeah,
finish the job, that kind of deal. So
definitely.
Carlos got another question too. He says, "How do you get the most air out of the IK the multi foamers?
The IK foamers? How do you get? My answer to that is a proper dilution. That's what I think it is. And, every chemical is going to be different.
That is something that the our idea is to talk about the TRCMA, because dilution is one of the most difficult things. And again, you know, thousands and thousands of chemicals in the market, is impossible to know about it. And it's not just I'm using this chemical, is that sometimes they are mixing, like for example the brake buster with the iron remover and things like that, that sometimes they are not compatible, and the sprayers are not ready for supporting all these chemicals together, you know? So dilution is important. The pressurizing the unit, if possible, do not storage the chemical in the sprayer. I mean, if you're not going to use it, you know, try to, you know, to take the chemical away from the container. And I will say, depending on the, because we know that there are some people that they are carrying the sprayers in the backside of the track, for example, and especially in places where Jamie is right now, you know, this especially in the summertime where it's really, really hot. And so try to do not leave the units out in the open air, you know, because even though they have like a UV additives, you know, to protect them from the sun rays. Mm-hmm. You know,
plastic is hot in Texas. That sun is hot.
I will say, you know, take into account, like, if you're doing like that, if you're not doing the proper maintenance, mm-hmm. think about changing the unit every 2-3 years. You know, because this is something that I would hardly recommend to do it. You know,
Also,
I mean, they're pretty affordable. So I mean, it's not
poor. I mean, you get your money out of them real quick. Yeah. That kind of deal. But on the foamers, mine have the air chuck, and I find that filling them up with the air compressor definitely gets you like twice the foam time with them. Then
I find it mixes them. The chemicals a lot.
Yeah, that too. Yeah. So if the foamers, you got to have an air chuck. Don't pump.
But JB here saying leave space for air. That's super important too.
That's important too.
Fill that sucker up first.
Leave a little space in there for it to breathe. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Dewar, you want to give something away or keep asking another?
I do want to give something away.
Give something away, Dewar.
Let's there we go. This. All right. So this is going to be for another kit. So again, if you're just tuning in, we're giving away a bunch of kits, which is an IK Mini 360 and then the TR1 360 and then the TR1 hydrocarbon as well.
Whole pack of them bad boys.
Yes, a whole freaking pack. So we're not necessarily going in order on the questions.
That's fine.
But this is another one if you've been around the internet. Which company makes labels for the IKTR1?
All day I get questions. I mean, every day I think I get the question, who makes the labels for your IK sprayers?
And this is a website.
I stopped answering because I backed him up so much. Like, he's like months behind.
So we'll... All right. We did have a couple. Oh, my goodness. I cannot believe he won.
Who won? Joey Bowitzki. Got him a pack of sprayers. There
my goodness.
Came in hot with the Taylor Splacco. Shout out to Matt out there. Months behind on them label orders. You got to get to it, buddy.
Yep.
You guys start bumping.
Yeah, if anybody wants some janky knockoffs, I can hook you up. I know a guy.
Hey, so. Dewar's got him a what's that, Cricket? He got you a Cricket.
Got the Cricket. So
if your wife's got a Cricket machine, look, you can bootleg some IK sprayer labels, that kind of deal.
All right.
Where's IK stand on the label situation? Ebon.
On the label situation.
Do they like the labels? Do they not like the labels?
Yeah, of course we like it. I'm trying to convince my people to do it, but you know.
Nice. Yep.
That's retirement money right there if you can get those to IK. My goodness.
No, that's something that we didn't really think about in the very beginning, you know. Well, you know that what we did was like, I think it was
to come with the cards.
Smart to do it like, because you know, when you went to the workshops, you see like they were like writing down all the containers, and you know, it was not very good looking, you know. So we thought about it, and to have different colors, different cards, and but I found that the way the people did it with our sprayers is fantastic, you know.
Yeah, really fancies very them cool. up.
Yeah, it's real nice. Real nice. All right, so we're going to make
them look real good.
Yeah. Really, we're going to give away this is going to be for the multi. This is the second multi of the night.
The second multi Pro 2.
So, look at that. I love the white top on the back on the trigger.
Yeah. It's like the way to make the difference, right? So all the nice. All these sprayers that they have, like the white ergonomic part, means 360 upside down spraying. That was the way to identify them.
Yep.
And speaking of upside down, empty in the wallet, we got nice. Demo 1002.
Demo.
Good evening, strangers.
Appreciate you, sir. Keeping that super chat train rolling.
So again, not in any particular order, but if you want to win a multi 360, you're going to have to answer this question. What is the parent company of IK?
Good luck spelling it.
Yeah. I'll just for this one, I'll take spelling errors. We'll see who's this is literally, it's not really giveaways. It's whoever's internet is the best. So, here we go. Okay. And yes, again, I said I don't mind the spelling mistakes. The first one to type it, I know it's Goisper.
I think he completed his set tonight, huh?
I think so. Yep.
So he's got definitely. The sprayer pack and
definitely
IK Multi Pro 2.
All right. So congratulations to enthusiast.
Yep.
Mark that down.
Coming in hot.
All right. So I do have another question. So if you're into the foamers, I've seen a common misconception online that people think that the outer tip is what changes the foam, when in reality it is not. It's actually what's inside. So for the foam, the tips, I actually have a handy little guide here. So you can kind of see, come on, focus there. So we have the green tip. So the green tip here kind of explains everything. So the green tip is your orange. Or I'm sorry, the green is green, and that's for your dry foam, I believe.
Yep, correct.
Yep, for the dry foam. Then the gray is the intermediate foam, and then the orange is for the wet foam. So
I run that bad boy stock. So if anybody wants to know how to go to foam town, look, I don't change nothing. I just change the tip every few months.
I know that shameless plug. I did post a video with some IK stuff, but yes, if you are doing an interior with these are for the Foam Pro 12, these long tubes, because again, it's the pickup tube. But then this is the actual tip itself that you'd be putting in the Foam Pro 2. So this is the green one for dry. So this is good if you're doing interior stuff and want to be foaming that, but not introducing a lot of moisture. Mm-hmm. And then you can also change your little bottom back cap as well. You can pop that off.
You're doing some serious dry shampoo, and if you're putting that bad boy in a Foam Pro 12 and going to town.
Yep, definitely. So yeah, Bon, I'm assuming you get all kinds of questions with that on you know, why am I getting foam? What's the foam deal? How do I get different foam?
Yeah, so there's a combination of different things, right? It's like the pressure, and this is something in interesting to know that for producing the right foam, you need a certain level of pressure. You know, that has to be around 30 psi, you know, to get the proper foam. And then depending on what you want, what you're looking for, like a driest or a more humid foam, you need to add more or less air to the mix. You know, it's a combination of a chemical plus air. So if you put more air, you're gonna make it drier. I'm gonna make like a snow foam. If you're gonna put less air, you're gonna make it more humid. You know, more liquid. So all depends on the chemical, the way the detailer like to do the foam. You know, this there is a what I always say, like, you know, try to play a little bit with the different mixers, with the tips, and the different dilution rates. You know, that's important, because you always have to follow the recommendation of the chemical manufacturer.
Yeah.
And again, you need to know how to do the proper dilution. You know, that is something that we will do at the TRCMA. We will try to explain a little bit how to make it, because we see that there are people that you know, they face problems to get the and it's something that if you put too much surfactant agent in the mix, sometimes you are not going to be able to produce any foam at all. You know,
right.
And important, and that was the reason why we create the battery operated compressor, is because it's the only way you have to keep uniform the pressure.
Right.
So you're gonna always have the same kind of foam. That's important.
Keeps and the consistency. With the I don't have the battery myself, but I know Jamie does. But you know, when seeing the videos, I think the thing I like about it the most is that it shuts off when it's reached pressure, and then it will turn on. Because there's guys that will, you know, stick on, you know, your run of the mill Amazon compressor, and it'll just kind of keep running, you know, and not really stop. So you guys were able to introduce that, and I think it's great the way that it you know, attaches on. You know, you have two straps, top and bottom, goes right on there. The hose is just long enough. It's a super clean little setup.
Yeah, it was nice. Very important to have the compressor outside the unit, so there's not any direct contamination from the chemical with the compressor. Because if you put it on top of it, if there is a direct connection with the compressor, especially with acid-based products and things like that, could be damaged. So it was a great idea to have it outside, attach it outside the container.
Yeah. So speaking of containers, we're going to contain everyone's excitement, and we're going to do another giveaway.
Hey-o.
So we just talked about it. Hope you're listening. What foam does the green tip provide?
I knew Dewar was setting up another question.
So the green
here
tip.
Here we go. Green tip. What you getting with that green tip you put in that bag?
Oh, there we go. We got the Canadians taking over. Hold on. Let me see. David Bradshaw.
With coming the kit. In hot.
There we go.
Look, he's going to have a whole rack of sprayers.
That's right. That's right. But I will say, and speaking of rack of sprayers, the IKs just look so good on a towel bar in a garage or any kind of bar rack.
Yeah. Yeah, I had mine hanging up on a big paint stick. You put the roller on the end of the stick. I didn't have the roller attached to it. I just had that across there, and it worked. So yeah, get you a broomstick. You know, you don't need these fancy shelves. You just get you
no,
just hang them up there. Yeah,
it's a good enough garage.
However, you got to rig it.
And we're gonna go ahead and give away our last multi of the night.
Yeah, there we go.
Get those out of the way, and then the rest is just gonna be.
And we'll just pump out the sprayer packs. Yep, I like it.
That's right. So. Those you may have to know a little bit about a Bond here, but what is a Bond's favorite NBA team?
There we go.
For a multi.
When does basketball start? Does basketball ever stop? I don't even know. I don't pay attention to basketball. Is it going right now? It's March Madness, right? They're March Madness, right? I don't know. I don't do sports. I got all kind of answers coming in. Good luck, dude.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I think first one I see. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yep. I see
it. We have Sean again.
Sean.
Oh, my God.
He knows everything about IK and Yvonne here. He's ready.
I think I just tell Sean everything about you, so that's why he's so knowledgeable, just like I am. So,
Dewar has hard questions. Do you remember, he's the giveaway specialist.
That's right. So we have a question here actually that I want to bring up. This is for Bon from Davidson's Detailing. Will the 360 sprays react with iron?
With iron, I don't
know. So I think the ball, is that what he's asking? Maybe the
I think so.
Yeah, we have found that there are some chemicals, and again, it's very very difficult to make something universal, you know. And some of the chemicals that they will react. There are some projects to try to cover the weight a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know. So and this is something that for sure will make it in order to make the unit more resistant. And there's also another project that we are in the process of analysis. You know, we're trying to see if we can make something stronger, more robust. You know, as I said, the trigger are not the best tool in the world for spraying, and mainly because they were made for ready to use products for single use. But we'll see that you know, everybody use them, and you know, it's like it's probably the best seller tool in among the not only detailers but wrappers, people that are doing PPF or commercial color change, and so yeah, we are in the process of trying to see if there is something that we could do to make them really chemical resistant.
Yeah, nice. So they're working on it.
Very cool.
But for the most part, I'd say you're pretty much good. You know, I don't think it reacts with that much. I haven't had a problem with it. I run, you know, like I said, the acids in that one. I run iron remover in a couple of them. I haven't had any problems.
But again, double check the, it's important to know if it's a solvent-based product or it's an acid-based or it's a high alkaline. That's important to know.
There's different. Yeah, in the right sprayers, that kind of deal.
Yeah. Because I know that some iron removers, they are solvent based.
Yeah. There's different iron removers, have a couple of different ingredients, that kind of deal. So yeah, check on that.
All right. So we're going to go ahead and give away one more kit. Let me see. So again, there's some people saying that they think their names are appearing before others. That's just what I see. So apologies if we make some errors, if you're seeing something different. So this next one, because I think we've done all of the multis now. Let me see here.
Yeah, all the multis are gone. Now we just got sprayer packs.
Yeah,
and in the sprayer pack, you get the mini. You get the TR1. You get the TR1 hybrid. However you say that word, hydrocarbon.
Yeah. So this one here for the kit, the black TR1 sprayer is suitable for what on the low end of the pH scale?
Really setting them up.
We got some screaming kids out there.
Uh-oh. They're getting loud back there. They're coming in hot. And
all right. So the first one that I see. Oh, geez. It's funny. I have like some come in and then like a big. So first that I see is Davidson's Detailing.
There you go.
Congratulations to Davidson's Detailing.
Yep. Once again, our chat sometimes.
Yeah,
and whoever pops up in Dewar's chat first. So,
yep,
you're relying on Canadian Wi-Fi, so your chat might be different from Dewar's chat. Again, Dewar's chat. Right. Email him at buckyvw. at spam.com, and he'll get to your
all right. So I gotta find
Davidson's Detailing. Congratulations, get you a sprayer pack.
Good but deal again, there. Very diluted. Yep. Yeah, the acid must be really really diluted with the multi TR ones, right?
Yeah, don't go straight acid in there. So,
yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's see what else we got in the chat here.
Yeah, Sheldon has a good question here. Does IK sell a 360 tube for his old Foam Pro 2? So, is there any upgrades you can do for old Foam Pro 2s or?
Just
go ahead and buy a new unit.
I think it's going to be available, but it's not going to be just the tube. It's going to be like the complete head, you know.
Right. You'll probably need a new mechanism. You want a whole head anyway. Go ahead and change it out.
But I mean, speaking of parts, though, like you guys can source all of the parts. I mean, you could almost build your own friggin' sprayer if you wanted to. But because you guys, I know that Carzilla up here has a wide variety of parts that they stock.
Oh, it does? Nice.
So yeah, so it's really nice for that because I've had people needing, you know, if they need filter replacement kits or anything like that, you know, there's all kinds of stuff you can do. So if you, you know, if you drop it and you wreck the tip on the front, you can get those and do that. But yeah, speaking of getting, we're going to get another kit out of the way here.
Give it away, give it away, give it away now.
Where are IK sprayers made?
Where are they made? Where are they at?
We got a lot of Canadians winning tonight. This is interesting.
It ain't in Canada. That's not the answer. So not up there. Yeah, it's a hot Canadian chat tonight.
Yep.
Definitely, so we appreciate you, Bon, you know, including Canada. So we got plenty of Canadian viewers in here.
Oh man, look at that. We have a two in a row. Davidson's again.
Davidson's detailing. He's got the whole package now.
Amazing.
Nice. All kinds of sprayers.
All right.
And EC Detail's coming in hot. Yvonne loves this question, by the way. I already know this is a he wants to know, will the IK sprayers ever have the double sprayer action? Is kind of what his
yeah, he loves because you guys because the TR1s had the Canyon sprayers, which you guys use because you can get them, and then he moved to the Comfort Grip. We've seen, you know, Eddie's favorite
press balls,
double action press the balls sprayer.
Loves,
but so you guys are more of a single action club.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, because at the end of the day, it's not exactly the same, but the quantity of product you spray with the double action and with one pull is exactly the same.
And it's a trick.
Moreover, it's kind of for the spring they use in a spring, it's kind of complicated to preserve the tightness of the spring, and you know, and you don't really make the same pressure when you pull and when you release the trigger,
right?
Mm-hmm. So yeah, I mean, it's nice, and I see that and the thing is that once you pull the trigger, you pull once and you're gonna pull twice, you know, because you have to release the trigger. So
you're being tricked, EC. Take that with your dumb bottles.
And for another kit here, man, I can't believe how many giveaways we have. We really appreciate it, Abon and the whole team over at IK. So we mentioned it earlier. What was the first sprayer introduced to TRC in 2017?
There were two.
First sprayer. There were two. Yep. What was one of them?
Yeah, one of them.
You know what number we're on, dude, or what number kit we got? How many kits have we gave away?
Hey, we're wrapping up here, so yeah, we're getting close.
Yep, it's, getting close.
We appreciate everyone's chat. Currently, we have 57 watching, which is super cool. So we'll give this one to our good friend Alex G.
Alex G. IK Multi. That is correct, sir.
So it was the 1.5, but we'll give it to him because we're running short on time here. But
yep, again, message us at BuggyVW or at Jamie the Cleaner with your information, or email at thecleanerjamie@gmail.com, and we'll get your information over to Yvonne, and we'll get this all straightened out.
So we have one, let me see, one.
And again, this is your responsibility to get in touch with us. We got to reach out to us. So
we'll pull a card out of Eddie Cologne if you're not reaching out in 7 days.
Yeah.
There was a guy that missed out on our friggin' Merca because he didn't reach out. So pays to reach out. So we have a few questions here. So the next one I have for a kit, what foam does the orange tip provide?
The orange tip.
Yep. So the tips are only in the foam. The multis don't have the tips inside.
Yeah, they don't need tips on the inside. But we're controlling the way that foam comes out.
Yep. So the first one that I see is DS with the wet foam. So
there you go. Correct, sir.
Congratulations.
There you go. That's pretty much going to wrap us up, I think, Dewar, unless you just want
to...
You know what number we're on? Just give them all away.
Yeah, we have... Okay. DS kit. Yep.
Do some math.
One. We have... There's two more. So I did... I do like the engagement here, so... again, kind of sticking with the tips. What foam does a gray tip provide?
we're going on. You're going to know what all these tips do if you pay attention to this episode. Look, you're going to be able to
definitely
preach the good word of the IK Foam Pro 12 after this episode.
So and this is typically the tip that comes in your sprayer.
This is one of the typical questions. What is my gray tip? You know, I got it and I cannot find it. So you forgot to include the gray tip in the package. And like, no, man.
Yeah. Then the sprayer. So the
first one I see is Mackenzie Smandich. Apologize if I ruined that last name.
And again, that's what I run, the gray tip. And, you know, I built Foamtown USA with that bad boy. Yep. So stock. Definitely. Love it.
All right.
So more kit. Here we go.
All right. So let me see. Actually, I think I lied. I think there's still two.
Lord. Let me see. Bad Canadian math.
What attachment? That's what happens when I go out of order. What attachment recently came out for the Foam Pro 12? For another kit.
That's right. Turn this thing into, you know, robo sprayer.
All right, so let's see the first one that I see. Oh my goodness, geez.
Mr. Belinsky.
Mr. Belinsky
is raking in the bottles.
Yep. Okay.
Look, that shelf is done for after this. It can't hold much more.
All right.
So now we're down to the final.
Yeah, that's most definitely. Pack. So, all right, so how do we want to give away the last one? Do we want to ask it? Do we want to pick a random person from the chat? Do we
last one? What let me see here. Just did a garage tour.
Mm-hmm.
What brand of flooring am I using in my garage?
Ooh.
Drop it like it's hot. That's a pretty good question.
That's a good question because I had one, but I wasn't sure anybody was going to get. So this one's on JB. So if you are Jamie, not JB, you can yell it. Oh my goodness. Okay, let's see.
Who won it?
I think a previous winner got it. Yes, this is the first one that I see. So
David Bradshaw again. Dude, how many sprayers did he rack up? There you go. Yeah,
definitely lots. So let me just update my last question here with that answer. Wow. That's this certainly takes the cake of the most giveaways in one podcast.
Ebon, we appreciate it.
Definitely.
My pleasure.
Definitely.
Yep, we'll get all them. We'll get as many much information as we can from our winners. We got them all jotted down, I believe.
Yep.
And
yep,
I got reach them all, out to us. Instagram, all down. Email, the cleaner Jamie, Gmail, that kind of deal. Cool. We'll get those to you, Ebon. Ebon, it was a pleasure. We can't wait to see IK at the biggest rag company event of the year, which is TRCMA 2024. Yep. We'll be there doing the halftime show. You'll be there presenting. Pull up the TRCMA schedule. Let's just give it a rundown
here. We Jamie and I will have an arts and crafts segment. Probably going to have some IK bottles that we're going to be mixing and matching.
Sure the IK bottles will be a prominent 100%. Feature on a.
But our good friends,
the halftime let me show,
pull up their.
Bon, you know what they're on.
I think they're on day three.
Wednesday.
It's on Wednesday, the 3rd of February. Yeah.
There you go.
February.
IK be around Wednesday.
2 p.m., I think, right?
Yep. So you guys have a full hour, a full hot hour, 2 to 3 p.m., where they're going to be doing new products. But Yvonne's probably going to be there earlier in the day. So we might have him on for the halftime show.
No, you know it.
Just get him hanging out.
Yep.
So for the email, what's the email? It's
thecleanerjamie@gmail.com. Thecleanerjamie@gmail.com.
I'll throw that in the chat here.
There you go. Yeah, pop it up for the good people. Yeah, smash that like button. That's right, Kimbler MC.
So if you want anything, well, I mean, there's only like three winners because some people won like five times.
Yep, there it is. David, so I did just get your email. It popped up. So appreciate it, good sir.
Yeah. So, and then, if you want to DM us, Jamie the Cleaner or Bucky BW. It's who knew that sprayers could be so fun. I've been a huge fan of IKs, and I look forward to what's coming up. So
he was all hyped up about IK sprayers. You can watch his recent rundown of all the ones he uses on his channel at Alex Dewar. on the YouTube. It's already got like 1,000 views. It might be as big as the video ever. Yeah, it's crazy. Doing good.
Dummy viral, if you will.
Dummy viral. You were going over there. But Vaughn, where can we find you? Are you on the internet anywhere? I mean, what we got going on with you?
No. Well, we are in YouTube. We are in something that I think is great to know is like in our website, there is on top of the menu, there is a section that says like virtual booth. Mm-hmm. If you click on it, you will see all the sprayers like in an exhibition. And you can click on each one and you can download and you can watch videos. You can see the explosion graph or the breakdown of the sprayers. You can identify the spare part you need. So I think it's something great to have a look at.
Very nice. All right. Well, go check that out at AK Sprayers. And what's the website, Dewar? I accidentally unpopped
you. AKSprayers.com.
AKSprayers.com. They're at AK Sprayers on the Instagram. Vaughn, it's been an absolute pleasure. Look at this.
Holy
wow.
Crap. I didn't even notice the thing.
What is this? This is pretty cool. All right. Well,
and you can click on each of the sprayers.
That's the evolution chart of the AK sprayer right there. You got the old ones. You got the new ones.
Wow.
360.
You can change the language on top of you can change the language on top of the page. Yeah. You can put English.
Very cool. That is wild. So, here's all your spare parts, your maintenance kits.
Yep.
And then, that's super cool. So, if you have any other questions that weren't answered here, because this is all about the giveaways, mm-hmm. check it out here and the different industries. It's not just detailing. You know, you have construction industry, maintenance, food, all kinds of stuff.
So, at the end of the day, it's a question of chemicals. You know, it doesn't matter in which business you are and with the sector. You know, at the end of the day, an acid is an acid, and it's used in completely different industries, right?
That's right. Put it in the multi. That's all we got for this one, Ivan. We appreciate it. We'll catch you at TRCMA. We're looking forward to seeing you there in Boise, Idaho, at the Mecca, the Rag Company's HQ. And we'll catch you guys on the next one. Appreciate you, good sir. We'll catch you next time. Bye, everybody.